Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to a very special edition, of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is high noon Eastern Time, Wednesday, June 17th, the day before the second major, the United States Open, to be conducted in the Pacific Northwest, near Seattle, near Tacoma, at Chambers Bay. For the first time ever, we will talk extensively about the U.S. Open, and I will have my fearless forecast and picks, as I always do. Also on today's edition, a strategy for your game and a review of last week's World of Golf. In fact, let's start with that. NB Park wins for the third consecutive year what was the LPGA Championship, now turned into the KPMG PGA Championship, played at the Westchester Country Club in Harrison, New York, and she did it in NB style. NB, when she wins a golf tournament, she wins the golf tournament. She takes it by the neck and the throat and just strangles it, which is exactly what she did last weekend, winning by 6 strokes at 19 under par. A remarkable performance by a truly magnificent player, number 2 in the world, NB Park. Congratulations. Also, a very special congratulations to Fabian Gomez, the Argentine, who wins on the PGA Tour for the first time. The FedEx St. Jude Classic title belongs to him with a 4-stroke victory over Greg Owen from England. Owen wins enough money to more than likely get his tour card for next year, so I guess congratulations to him, because that's the first goal of any golfer who gets on the PGA Tour, is to keep your card for the next year. So nice going, Fabian Gomez, all of the perks that come along with winning on the PGA Tour. And as you all know, the FedEx St. Jude Classic is not the most significant tournament on the PGA Tour, but because of the St. Jude charity and all the research for the Children's Hospital and all the cancer problems that kids face around the world, it is the most important tournament. Okay, let's start by talking extensively about the U.S. Open, then I'll have my strategy and we'll go back to my picks. The U.S. Open is going to be played on a golf course that was built less than 10 years ago, and nobody knows what to expect. This is what's so unique and so wonderful about this year. Even Mike Davis, who sets up the course for the USGA, has no clue as to how the scores will go. One thing that looks good is the weather. The weather is supposed to be sunny, dry, highs in the mid-70s. So that bodes very well for a hard and fast golf course, which opens up the field to not having to be a bomber. Phil Mickelson played here a couple of weeks ago and said he thought that it would take a bomber to win, came back yesterday on his 45th birthday, played a round of golf, and changed his mind. He said because it's so fast and dry that it's wide open to anybody. This will be one of the most interesting events because of that. You're going to have some tough bounces. You're going to miss a lot of greens. You're going to have to get up and down. One fairway, it's so much like Lynx golf. It's not really Lynx golf as such because there isn't a link to it, but it's playing like, like a Lynx layout, is the fact that one fairway, and I think it's the 13th, is 102 yards wide, sort of reminiscent of the first hole at St. Andrews, where they will be playing the British Open in 3.5-4 weeks. So very interesting. I would say this is, you know, it's a remarkable field, 156 men, 74 qualifiers, and 26 major champions. There are a lot of golfers in this event that have no chance, not 1% chance of winning. Tons and tons of golfers. And, of course, we have a 15-year-old in the field this year, Cole Hammer from Texas, who played a few holes and on Monday with Jordan Spieth. The youngster is already committed to be a Longhorn, so you know Spieth is happy about that. Let's take a quick look at some of the groups that we'll be looking at. Mickelson will be teeing off at 7:33 tomorrow morning local time with Bubba Watson and Angel Cabrera, so three major champions in that group. There's another group I really like at 7:44. Andy Sullivan, who's coming on strong, the English, the youngster from England who played pretty well this past week at the St. Jude, playing with Morgan Hoffman and Bernd Weisberger. That's an interesting group. Bernd Weisberger playing pretty good golf. Also, Hideki Matsuyama, Graham McDowell, and Matt Kuchar. That's an interesting group. Hideki Matsuyama, 23-year-old, is burgeoning. As you know, he is on the brink. A couple of groups after that, Dustin Johnson, Adam Scott, who's been here for already 9 days at Chambers Bay, and Sergio Garcia, followed by Jim Furyk and two Champions Tour players who are big-time Champions Tour players, Miguel Angel Jimenez, and Colin Montgomery. Then it's Martin Keimer, the amateur champion Gun Yang, and Rory McIlroy. Hard not to like that group. Keegan Bradley tees off with his good buddy Webb Simpson and Kevin Na. Moving along, Jeff Ogilvy, Ernie Els, Retief Goosen are in a group. Lucas Glover with Neil Bradley and Mark Leishman. Tiger tees off at 5:28 Eastern time, prime time watching of Tiger on Thursday with Ricky Fowler and Louis Oosthuizen. And they're actually opposite Bill Haas, Charles Schwartzel, and Hunter Mahan. Wow. How could you not be interested in this United States Open? I will have my picks in just a minute. Now for today's strategy. Today's strategy is talk yourself into making a good shot as opposed to talking yourself out of making a good shot. What I mean by this, and you know that I talk out loud a lot, and that's really important because I get the feel and the thinking goes real easy when you're hearing yourself as opposed to you're not hearing yourself. It does help average golfers. I'll give you an example. I was in a fairway bunker the other day. Pardon me. Just getting over bronchitis. Thank you for bearing with me. I was in a fairway bunker 190 yards from the green. I had a good lie. I took out my four wood and I talked myself into the shot. That's not an easy shot, but I talked myself into it. I got myself situated in the sand properly and I said, okay, swing slow and smooth and make sure you hit the ball first. And I did it and put it on the green. My playing partner was pretty much astonished. But the purpose of what I just said is I talked myself into making the shot as opposed to talking myself out of making the shot. So when you are positive with your energy and you have the proper setup and the proper game plan, because that's what we are, we're game planning and we're athletic golfers, we're not recreational golfers, so we think like an athlete, not like a recreational golfer, you will succeed. That is my strategy for today. Now, let's take one final look at this United States Open field and who we think is going to come out on top on Sunday evening. By the way, Fox has the coverage, first time ever. And they're going to have a lot of coverage. They're going to start at noon each day on Fox Sports 1 and then go over in the evening for primetime coverage on Fox. So it'll be very interesting, different kind of coverage, new camera angles, new audio, and new graphics. So we're interested to see how Fox, who's had almost 2 years to prepare for this single opening event with Joe Buck and Greg Norman anchoring at the 18th, we'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to that. I think it will be interesting to see what new nuances they add to the coverage. Okay, here are my picks. Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Webb Simpson, and Phil Mickelson. That's Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Webb Simpson, and Phil Mickelson. Those are my picks in the United States Open Golf Championship to be conducted at Chambers Bay, first time ever in the Pacific Northwest, at University Place, Washington, just a stone's throw from downtown Tacoma. So I'll be on the air the next couple of days as well with updates and conversation about the U.S. Open. So until then, this is Bob Geismar saying you can reach me at bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. So until then, Bob Geismar saying so long, Blog Talk Radio, One Thought Golf.